In the past month, Sudan has witnessed a devastating cholera outbreak, with more than 430 reported deaths and approximately 14,000 infections, according to the Ministry of Health. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The ongoing civil war has severely hampered efforts to control the disease, complicating access to essential medical care in conflict-affected regions. The health ministry stated it is striving to combat cholera in the hardest-hit areas, but the escalating conflict, which has claimed up to 150,000 lives since its outbreak in April 2023, poses significant challenges. Humanitarian organizations, including Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, report frequent obstruction by both warring parties, resulting in a humanitarian response that falls far short of the urgent need. MSF's recent report highlights the collapse of Sudan's health system, with alarming rates of maternal and neonatal mortality. Pregnant women and newborns are dying in shocking numbers due to a lack of medical resources and access. The conflict erupted between the Sudanese army and the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, in a struggle for power, leading to one of the world's most severe humanitarian crises. Over 9 million people have been displaced, and fears of widespread famine loom as agricultural activities have ground to a halt. Cholera, a fast-spreading and highly contagious disease, can lead to severe diarrhea, dehydration, and death. While it is relatively easy to treat if addressed quickly, the ongoing war, compounded by heavy rainfall and flooding, has created a perfect storm for its spread. In an effort to curb the outbreak, authorities have ordered the closure of schools, markets, and stores in some areas. Health Minister Haitham Mohamed Ibrahim declared the cholera outbreak in mid-August. MSF's report notes a staggering 114 maternal deaths in South Darfur alone between January and August, while thousands of children are facing severe malnutrition. Dr. Gillian Burkhart, MSF's sexual and reproductive health manager in South Darfur, described the crisis as unlike any other I have seen in my career. She emphasized the dire situation, where a lack of basic necessities, such as soap, clean delivery mats, and sterilized instruments, has led to increased cases of sepsis among mothers and newborns. As the situation deteriorates, the international community is urged to respond to this urgent humanitarian crisis and to support efforts aimed at providing much-needed medical assistance and resources to those affected by both the war and the cholera outbreak. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.